We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Andy Lou, last episode we were discussing how the vibes were immaculate, how it just feels everything's perfect, kumbaya. So what happens?
Oh my god!
We were too happy, Sam. You and I, Warriors fans, coaches, players, I don't know, whoever. We're all too happy. You know, too much joy.
Yeah, it's so let's break this for people who are new. I'm sure most people listening are aware. Draymond and Poole got into a fight in practice. Warriors are in discussions to suspend Jordan Poole because he, and by the way, Rich Paul is worth his 3% for having punched in the face, changed to forcefully struck Jordan Poole. Just perfect, you know. Forcefully struck can make someone think he, like, you know, punch in the shoulder, shove, kind of like, you know, not a great thing. Not like this. I guarantee you, if he just shoved Jordan Poole, there's no athletic article. There's no possible suspension. You and I both know why there is a suspension. It's because he crossed a line.
Yes.
This isn't that hard to figure out. They're not suspending Draymond for being loud and pushing someone.
No. You don't have to be a Warriors fan, really, to understand where this is going. This is essentially a mirror situation of what we saw in 2018 now. Was it 4 years ago now when Draymond Green and Kevin Durant most famously or infamously got into it together when they were playing the Clippers, right? So to me, Sam, it feels like the exact replica of that situation where for whatever reason, and you know that these guys, like you said, has probably been arguing for weeks now about what, I don't know. Maybe Sam's sources can tell us here in the next half an hour. But they had for sure been getting into it. This wasn't a one-off thing where it was just a, hey, it's you should have gone for a loose ball or something like that, right? This has been building for weeks, and all of a sudden, Draymond punched him. I'm curious to see if Draymond slapped him. Did he close fist punch him? What actually happened? This is not good, I think, if you're a Warriors fan. This is not good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 100% positive this has been building. They both are big-time talkers in practice. I don't think that should be surprising to any Warriors fans that both Draymond Green and Jordan Poole like to talk a little shit when they play basketball. Honestly, I don't even think it's a bad thing. Some players really get up like that. Some players need to talk and get it going. And it's very clear that it crossed, let's just say emotions got the better of players today. And there'll be consequences for it. Tying into that, friend of the show, Jason Dumas, letting us know. Do you have in front of you, Andy?
Oh, okay. Hold on. I should probably pick it up. But okay. So here are my thoughts. I also think about this.
Have Jason?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up. I was biding time. But basically, he said the situation between Poole and Green had been building up. A lot of chatter, which led to the altercation. Draymond Green, in a surprise here, apologized to the team. Feels that as a leader, he let his emotions get the best of him. In turn, letting the team down. Samuel, your thoughts?
Asking for forgiveness already? I think my read on this is Draymond knows he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money on the line and a lot of things on the line with contract extensions, with egos, with just generally like being a good teammate, all that stuff involved here. And that's why he's trying to get in front of it and be like, I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. Let's move on type of deal.
My gut tells me that this is about – it always is about money, isn't it? This just has to be about money. It feels like to me that this is about contract extension. I don't know exactly what though, because in the media presser, Draymond did say, hey, I know that I'm not going to get extended before the season starts. And he didn't seem angry about it. So I thought, okay, well, maybe he understands that he's not going to get extended right now. Maybe he understands that it's going to have to happen next offseason. Right? So I thought that was a good thing. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe he's not happy about getting extension or getting the max. Because remember, if you go back a month ago, it was reported that he was looking for a max and whatever it was, right? So if I had to guess at what Draymond's angry about or pissy about, I would assume that's it. I don't know. Do you have any idea? Because that's all we got to go off of, Sam. Like, if we had to guess about what they were angry about, I would assume it's that.
I mean, here's the way I'm reading it. I think Jordan Poole is probably the front office's priority because he's young. He's an ascending star.
And they've said
so. We just saw how much money. Yeah. We just saw how much money Tyler Hero got. So there's a little pressure to let's lock Jordan Poole up before it costs us even more money if we play this thing out, And I don't ever take it that like Draymond's mad someone else is getting paid, but there's also that just human element of when are they going to take care of me, that sort of thing. And I do think that probably factors into it. We've heard Draymond has been exceptionally vocal at practice. When it's leaked, he's been exceptionally vocal. That also means with trash talk. You know what I mean? Like he's been, my read has been, he's been kind of peak Draymond trying to show everyone how valuable he is. And to be fair, when Draymond's locked in and playing defense the way he is incredibly valuable and it's hard to put a number on him because his skill set's so unique, but like he is valuable. There's no other way to put it. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was a factor. I wouldn't be surprised if he was trying to show people up in practice and just got under Poole's skin, and then Poole said something back, and two dudes who like to talk and also have a penchant for stepping over the line. Stepped over the line. That's, that's not source. That's just me reading between the lines here. Would that scenario surprise you, Andy?
No. And here's where I think it gets interesting, because I really want to know what Jordan Poole said. And, if I were to take Jordan Poole's side, Sam, I would say, dude, I'm the guy that needs to get paid because, one, I deserve it. Jordan Poole is also very important, right? He's not just a guy that the Warriors can let walk away.
Well, he's the youngest guy. He hasn't been.
Draymond said this, right? Draymond said this, which is why this is a little bit surprising to me. Draymond said Jordan Poole is next up in line to get a contract he's never gotten him before, right? And I don't think Jordan Poole has not said anything publicly about, well, hey, I'm that guy now, right? Like he's not done anything like that publicly. So for me, it's just an understanding that, look, this is the dude that needs to get paid right now. And frankly, he should be getting paid more than Tyler Hero, definitely should be getting paid more than Jalen Brunson, definitely should be getting paid more than RJ Barrett. So I think that – and
this is all the Knicks' fault.
Like just those contracts. Okay. Like,
yeah, it's kind of ridiculous, but yeah, you know.
Come on, Tyler Hero's a lot better than both of them.
A lot better?
Oh, yes, damn. A lot better. Wow. And then Poole's a lot even more better.
Yeah.
That's improper English, but you know what I'm saying.
I mean, you spitting facts, but I just Draymond is someone that he's as smart as he is. I think you always know that he's not the most logical in the moment, right? This is why.
Well, emotions get the better of him a little bit, right?
Yeah, more so than Steph, obviously, more so than Klay Thompson. Definitely more so than Andre Iguodala, who are the vets of this team. And I think like that's what happened here. It's the same thing that happened with Steven Adams and LeBron and leading to that suspension. It's the same thing that happened with Kevin Durant. And now it's happening again with Jordan Poole. So now we're here. I mean, let me ask you this. How serious do you think this is?
The fact that we already have Jason letting us know that Draymond apologized and is trying to make this disappear, I kind of think it's water under the bridge a little bit. What's interesting to me is if Draymond apologized after it happened, which is not a Draymond move. No, he didn't do that with KD.
No, right.
And he's already trying to walk it back and do the, sorry guys, got out of line in practice. You know how it goes. I was really competitive. One thing led to another. I shouldn't have done that. You know, like that sort of apology. Why would it even leak to the press? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would it even be leaked publicly? Because if Draymond's not disputing that he messed up,
right?
I would just assume they want to keep it in house, because what is the benefit to it going public? Unless there is a leverage benefit for someone with it going public.
And who would that be?
Well, you know, if I'm the Golden State Warriors and I want Draymond to take less money, that's one angle. Also, if I'm the Golden State Warriors and I want to make sure Jordan Poole's agent is amenable to me, and I want to make sure he knows we have his back and he's not a second-class citizen to Draymond and Klay and those guys and, you know, stuff someone would think when you're on a team with guys who are obviously legendary figures in the franchise's history. I feel like taking a public pro Jordan stance makes some sense.
I think I agree with the first one very much so, because the first thing I think about when this comes out is Draymond just cost himself quite a bit of money. I think if you're let's say for example a team next season that wants to sign Draymond to whatever money that he wants, even if it's $25 million, like I don't think it's like, oh, you're going to give him 30 plus. Right? Like, even if you want to invest, it's not really about the money. It's about the years, right? It's about the third and fourth year of Draymond. You essentially sign him as that leader of that guy that can bring along young players. And if this becomes a thing for Draymond where it's like, well, Jordan Poole is that young player that Draymond will be leading. And if he's unable to do that, how is it if you're the Knicks or Portland or Orlando, you're like, well, Draymond's going to come and he's going to lead Paolo Banchero to the playoffs. He's going to help us become a perennial playoff contender. You can't trust that if this is consistently what you're hearing about Draymond, right? I think if you're Draymond, that's what you're scared of. You might just cost yourself a bunch of money, because if you're not going to re-sign with the Warriors when you're going to another team, your value is stuff off on the court, yes, but a lot of it is off the court too, is what Draymond brings.
It's not measured in the scoring column. That's sure. Like, that's sure. You're not signing him to, right. You know, it's like, yeah, here's 20 points per game, you know. It's all the other things. He does like everything else that matters in winning basketball. So, and leadership is absolutely part of that. The locker room's part of that. So,
yep. Can I read another tweet?
I was about to say we have a second one from Chris Haynes.
Yeah, from Chris Haynes, because this ties into what we're talking about. So he says,
Draymond Green was apologetic in the aftermath of the altercation with Jordan Poole. But after there was buildup stemming from teammates noticing a change in Poole's behavior throughout camp, with the guard on verge of a lucrative extension, league sources say. Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what this is, Sam.
I see what's going on here. I actually think this ties exactly to my theory,
yes,
and your theory a little bit. There's we all know who's in the wrong here. And there is some politicking happening to try to smooth it over so it doesn't go as badly as possible. Do you buy that Jordan Poole's attitude changed in camp?
I'm sure Jordan Poole's attitude was just normal Jordan Poole. He's a bit of an asshole. He's super cocky. He's overconfident. But that's what makes Jordan Poole Jordan Poole. This to me is clutch, because we know Chris Haynes is a clutch mouthpiece. And this to me is clutch saying this is their comeback, right? To somewhat justify Draymond's response.
He shouldn't have done it, but you have to understand, as a leader, it's his job to make sure everything's going right. You know?
Yeah, that's just exactly what it is.
It's do you think? Let me ask you this. This is the angle we haven't discussed. Do you think there's actual bad blood?
That's the core,
like. Do you think?
Right? That's the core
do you
question.
Think there's, because like we're dissecting why it got leaked and the different angles and what it means, but what's important to the fans, I think, is, do you think this is going to bleed onto the court? Do you think that this has some sort of – does it worry you that we have a KD situation where it's awkward basketball or not?
God, that's the best question. 20 minutes into the show, that's the key question. I'm not worried about it this season. I'm not. To me, it feels like – you know, Poole and Draymond get into it all the time. They got into it last season. Remember, I think it was against the Clippers, they got into it on the bench. To me, it doesn't concern me for this season, but...
Bro, KD and Draymond also got into the Clippers.
The Clippers might beat the Warriors this season. And, like, that might be... I know I spent a lot of time making fun of the Warriors.
Anyway.
The Clippers, man. No, but, okay, so my point is, I'm not that worried this season. I think they can – it's a title defense. I think they're still – it's still new enough in the relationship where they can get – they can put it together for a season. But long term is where my concern is. If Draymond and Poole sign an extension, which I think still is going to happen, but I have no sources around it, I think they're going to be here for the next 4 years. Can they survive together, coexist together without it completely blowing up for the next 4 years? I don't know. That's where my concern comes in. But if you were to ask me for this season, I think they're fine. This is. I'm sure this is something that's happened before. Maybe not at this extent, but 75% of what happened today has probably happened before in the past multiple times. So I think they're okay this season. But dude, if you're gonna want to play together for the next 4 years, I just don't know how that can last.
Yeah, I'm not. My gut instinct is I'm not concerned yet. I think the contract stuff is the underbelly of all of this. That's my gut feeling. I think there's pressure to prove yourself, to make sure the contracts line up, so you have Draymond and Poole trying a little extra hard in practice. And dude, they're very competitive guys. Like it just is what it is. So I'm not concerned about it yet. Now, let's see what happens with the extensions, because my opinion may change. I said that on our preseason previews. I'm not convinced this season will be dramatic, but I won't actually have a take on it until I see how the extensions work themselves out. Do guys get signed, or are they unsigned going into the season? Because I think everything here is under that. Like, there's a lot of money on the line. Everyone is fighting for an extension that's nine figures. You know, they're all fighting for like over 100 million. Poole, Wiggins, yeah. Draymond. That's a lot of money, dude. Any way you slice it, it's a lot of money. And I don't know where my head would be at if I'm sitting here and I'm thinking I got to show people what I can do so that they offer me the contract I want. You know, might have me playing a little more aggressive in practice too. You might see me bark a little more if that's my style too.
So you're saying this is all of this is not actually Draymond's fault. It's not Poole's fault. You're saying all of this is actually Joe Lacob's fault. All Joe has to do is just pay all of them. That's all he has to do. There's no restriction. It's not that he can't. There's no hard cap. He can pay all of these guys. Right. So
that's not happening. Relax.
So
I'm not gonna be that guy who's shilling for the owner, but let's be realistic here.
I still think they find a way. So as it is, the common theme, and it's not just for sports but in life, money is the root of all problems, which is right as it's happening now. Money is also the solution to all problems, Sam. So if the Warriors end up paying Jordan Poole and Draymond Green, you think this all goes away? It is what you're
saying. I think if they both get extended at numbers they're happy with, we're going to see a picture of them having a steak on the Embarcadero, maybe Epic Steakhouse, just a lot of laughing.
Yeah.
Nice bottle of wine. J Square just getting the best photos of the whole gig. I think that's what's going to happen. And I think I've talked myself into it, but I really do think the contracts are the underbelly here. It's like competitive guys who tend to talk a lot just by nature. Yeah. That's who they are. With a lot on the line right now. And, you know, as someone in the chat said, dudes being dudes,
you know, just the boys.
And I played basketball before, you know, we know how, you know, me, you, Draymond, Poole, it's like the same thing.
And that's just the boys being the boys. One thing we didn't point out is, it is part of this is just, it's just basketball. It's just competitive sports, football, baseball, basketball. Part of this stuff just does happen. But my pushback to that is also, well, it's Draymond Green. Like this is not.
Draymond is known for crossing lines. And I'm pretty sure Jordan Poole's a little bit of a line stepper in his own way. So yes. Should we see how the goons feel about it? I'm really curious where the goons are with this. Are you mad? Are you conspiratorial? Do we need to trade someone? I need the goon sound off. If this was talk radio, some boomer would call in and just be demanding that Draymond's traded for a Zeller or maybe a Plumlee, you know.
Stop.
But that's not what we do. That's not what Lightyear's about. So let's get to the goons.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Zach, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I'm on vacation, but I felt like I had to call in.
A special the correct occasion. Energy.
Well, to me, it's champagne problems, to be honest. Like, it doesn't feel like the Kevin Durant situation, because that felt like a real buildup. This is like two guys who want money, and it's like the beginning of the season after like a really great championship win. I don't know. I'm not that worried, but it might be just because I'm like on a constant buzz right now.
But hey, Zach, where are we vacationing, if you don't mind?
Oh, Oahu.
You're in Hawaii. Oh yeah, yeah. There's no way this registers.
Legend.
You're having
legend.
You have a cocktail in hand. You're like, ha ha, Draymond, so funny.
I'm in a hammock right now. My wife is sleeping, and I'm just like chilling in a hammock.
At 4:30, she's sleeping. What did she drink?
Dude, time makes no sense right now. Like, Hawaii has its own time zone, so we're on California time.
I love
just
it.
Trying to like keep with it, but I don't know. Like, we'll see. But I'm not too worried. I was like super freaked out when Kevin Durant fight happened, and like that was so.
Were you in Hawaii? Were you on Oahu when the fight happened?
No. Yeah, that's a good point. I might be totally skewed with my perception right now. So I don't know. We'll see.
Zach, appreciate you.
Thanks.
That's what we need. We need someone to just call in, relax, be like, guys, it's not that big a deal.
wait till he lands in the Bay Area.
Wait till he looks at his credit card bill after a week in Hawaii. All right, William, what's up, man?
Yo, I'm trying to get like Zach and Chess try to get on hammock somewhere. This is so bullshit. Like, can they just like get Clay's weak guy or something? Because this is a terrible. All right, so basically, this is a non-story. This doesn't matter. They're going to get paid, whether with the Warriors or not. The ring number 5 is coming either way, so it doesn't really matter. We're going to expose the Clippers either way and just get ring number 5, pop some champagne, and it is what it is. It doesn't matter. Like, come on, let's be serious. It ain't deep.
I like it. Andy, you know what's an interesting thing? The Warriors on media availability today, and it was very positive. And nobody had an inkling that something weird happened. Like, Wiggins is joking around. Moses Moody's, talking about doing, up-downs or whatever he does. They're just all in a good mood. So that just kind of makes me think it's not – it's ideal, but it's not nearly as bad as a KD situation.
I agree, which is what I said. Like, for the purpose of just this season, right? I think they'll be okay. But it's also, we gotta wait a couple weeks till the first game. The deadline is literally the first game. Do the Warriors pay Jordan Poole? We think that's gonna happen. Do the Warriors play Draymond Green? I don't know. Do the Warriors play Andrew Wiggins? Let me talk about Andrew Wiggins. What was he doing during the altercation? Was he sitting there and was just like, yeah, I'm going to get paid laughing. By. So, yeah. He's like, I'm going to get paid by you guys. I'm going to get paid by Cleveland. I'm going to get paid by Orlando. It doesn't matter. I'm getting my $30 million anyway, and I got my championship already, so I'm good. You know, maybe that's Andrew. That feels like an Andrew Wiggins kind of vibe right now. So that's everybody he's needs to be on the Andrew Wiggins vibe.
He's letting them fight it out, and then his agent's just like, you know who wasn't in the fight?
you know who's the two-way wing that – can make a three and play defense? You know, neither of those two guys that were fighting. You know who was the second most consistent player that guarded Jason Tatum? All right, Josh, here we go.
Josh, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't read too much into this whole situation. I think my biggest differentiator that I think we haven't mentioned yet is I don't think Jordan Poole is a bitch like KD. And I honestly just don't think he cares as much as Kevin did during that game. I mean, maybe if it was in a game, it might be a little bit different. But Jason Dumas, he also tweeted out a video post altercation, and Jordan Poole is just like shooting around, going through like drill work. He's like laughing and like singing along with the songs on. So yeah, I just don't think it affects him. He's just, you know, cut different. He's got that dog in him. And I think Kevin Durant's a totally different personality that couldn't handle, you know, any type of altercation like that.
Yeah. I mean, it does feel, Josh, appreciate the call. It does feel a little like two dudes, you know, got mad, got into it, and like they're over it afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Andy, yeah. We've all done it, you know, maybe not with a punch in the face at practice, but like conceptually, like just kind of flown off the handle with a friend and then like, yeah, you cool off and you're like, yeah, sorry, I was a little aggressive there. You know,
it's, you know, how many times you've done it with your wife? You know, you just argue and, you know, you just keep it moving.
Relax.
Let's keep it moving. Who's next?
We get to Sam. By the way, do we have to have, you know, we're going to get Jason on the pod before the season started. He might have just skipped the queue. He might have to be our next guest. not tonight, but just in general. See, it's preseason for Light Years too. We didn't mean to come on Spotify Live this early in the season, but clearly we need reps too, you know? You know? Usually Andy and I shoot 44%, but right now, you know, preseason it's like 32. So
it's like when are you and me gonna argue in front of the listeners, you know? When is you and I gonna get into a fight?
That's true, that's true. All right, David, what's up, man?
Hey, you guys can hear me? Yeah, you're good.
There we go.
So I feel like there's an angle here that we're all missing, which is the Michigan State angle. So do we think Poole is trash talking Tom Izzo, and that's a big contributor here?
I do love, David, I do love that angle, and it's known that they love to do the Wolverine Spartan trash talk. I just don't think that's what leads to the fist being thrown. I don't know. That's just my guess. But I do like that angle because they do both love to like passively like mention, you know, their alma mater. I think it's cool, to be honest. You know,
I never really understood as someone that went to a college that,
yeah, well, didn't we both sports, went to, we both yeah. went to schools without like legitimate sports programs. So it's like, we went to some UCs. So
yeah. And even UCLA.
I was always envious of it, to be honest with you. I would have loved to have gone to a school where, like, you know, it's a team that like you can watch every Saturday because they matter.
I grew up watching SEC football. I don't watch college anything nowadays, but I remember growing up in middle school, high school, I watched SEC football and be like, dude, that looks insane. Like an Alabama LSU game. It's like, dude, it's completely packed. And then you would go and watch like a Cal Oregon game. Although back then Cal Oregon was great, but nowadays you watch a Pac-12 game and you're like, dude, is there even like 2,000 people in the stands? Like it's pretty sad.
Varun.
Let's get to Varun. What's up, my man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Definitely reassuring to hear y'all talk about this, because when I first saw the notification, I thought it might be a bigger deal. My question is, with Poole's contract situation, do you think there's any like issue of this maybe just impeding momentum towards that because the whole situation is so weird and like stalls momentum? Or do you think it literally has no effect in his contract situation at all?
Great question, Varun. Appreciate the call. I actually thought that's why it got leaked. The more I thought about it, maybe I talked myself into this theory in the first half of the show, but it's like, if Draymond's apologetic and like they're trying to put it under the bridge, the only reason to have it come out is because you want it out. And the only reason you'd want it out is to assure to Jordan Poole he matters to you. So I kind of think this is – I don't think this hurts or helps his negotiation anyway. I feel like the Warriors are – they're trying to show him that they care.
I agree.
I don't think this impacts anything about Jordan Poole. And I don't think Jordan Poole – is going to say, I don't want to be a Warriors because of this situation, right? Like, I think that's another thing where you're like, you're Jordan.
I mean, he might if they just like told him, you know, like sit down. That's what Draymond does. He might just be like, screw you guys, you know.
That's not what happened. That's not how they handle it.
Which is I think the Warriors have been through this so many times. I think they would never. I think nowadays they would never handle it that way. I think if you're Jordan Poole, maybe if you're the agent. See, that's where my concern is long term. It's if I'm Jordan Poole and I'm signing that extension, I'm sitting here, I'm saying, well, is Draymond going to be on this team long term? Like, is that going to be a thing? And it, does money solve that? Maybe they're not looking for those answers right now. But that's where my, if I were to guess, would be an issue. It's how do they work together long term? Is that does money solve that? But we won't know, we probably won't know that answer ever. I also think both guys are going to stay on this team for the next 4 years. So there's that.
Yeah, we'll see. CJ Holmes of the SF Chronicle reports, a source tells me that Draymond Green will be disciplined for today's altercation with Jordan Poole, but severity of that discipline has yet to be determined. However, the team does not believe this will be an issue in the long term. So it kind of aligns with everything we're seeing. The initial news break was like, that's not good. And then you read more about it and you're like, okay, everyone knows that what happened was stupid and it shouldn't happen. And, you know, they're going to suspend Draymond for a game, maybe hit him with a small fine and then just move forward with it, you know?
Yeah. Although, you know, to me, it's like, that's an obvious Warriors front office quote, right? That's an obvious Mike Dunleavy telling CJ Holmes, like, hey, tell him we don't think it's a long-term issue, the public. So,
yeah, it's something like that. But it's interesting. All right, let's keep moving. Let's get back to the callers.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, we got a long queue, so I'm just going to keep moving forward. We got Aaron up here. Give him one more shot.
Feels like we're in the regular season now. We got a queue. We got great energy. God.
Yeah, well, here we go. Back. Let's keep this energy going.
Hey, here we go.
Aaron, my man, what's up?
So quick question in regards to if you guys can go back to when after the altercation between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green and the discipline, it wasn't until months later that both KD and Draymond both publicly kind of threw Myers, Kerr, management and how they handled the situation as a whole under the bus. And if you notice, Kerr and Bob Myers in the most professional way didn't even continue to add fuel to that saga. They were just like, hey, it is what it is. What are the odds that in this scenario, management is thinking, you know what, like, we're not going to be thrown under the bus anymore. We're going to handle this the right way. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I feel that they gave Draymond a light suspension. And yeah, they were kind of trying to send KD a message that we care for him. But obviously that didn't turn out well. And it turned out to bite them in the back because it's Draymond and KD who are saying that they handled the situation wrong when in reality, Bob or Kerr were the last to blame in that situation. And I just think right now, Draymond even publicly said, I cost this Warriors dynasty a ring. Why would you give him a chance to cost two?
Yeah. I don't, Aaron, appreciate the call. I think fundamentally, I'm already over comparing this to the KD situation just because going into that, we knew there was weird free agency like drama and it was uncomfortable and it wasn't even like a, you know, sources say like it was very out there in the public and then it exploded. This feels more like a practice where dudes cross a line and it's not great, but it's also not like, it's not like something that's been brewing for like
six years. Right now. I'm so mad right now because you just stole my fucking take. I'm so annoyed. It's exactly what I was going to say. I think that the KD stuff, if you were to place blame, I would say with Kevin Durant, I would say Draymond shouldn't have done what he did.
But Kevin Durant was an asshole. And he was not saying anything. He was shutting out the team, not talking to anyone, being just a pretty much a dick in the way that Kevin Durant is and can be to his teammates. And I think what Draymond did was just frustration off that, because it's like, dude, you're on this team. We won two titles together. You're not going – I'm not going to relitigate this, but it's like, you're not going to talk to us and you're not going to tell us what you're doing when you – and you're just going to leave us hanging when we've won two titles together. Like, dude, fuck off. Like, I thought that was, like, relatively fair. I think this situation is different. I think a lot of this is like, dude, Draymond, dude, come on, man. Like, let the kid get paid. I know he's an asshole too, but, like, let the kid get paid, right? And I'm sure Poole was saying some crazy shit because he's a trash talker too. But I think this situation is like, Draymond, you're 32. You're a grown-ass man, and you're going to act like this?
I think you hit it where this is more about players feeling pressure over contracts, whereas the KD situation was more about like KD versus the team, which is it's a very different type of thing.
Yep.
So who knows where it'll go? We got to see. You know, it could all be solved in a week with an extension, but it's not the same. All right, let's keep moving. Vincent, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Fun having a random Wednesday turn into content.
Yeah, exactly. We're back, guys.
Good for us.
I don't know. It's crazy because Andy kind of just stole my entire take. My whole thing was just that, like, this isn't serious, but it is really annoying. Like, Draymond at his big-ass age, whole ass 9 years older than Jordan Poole, is leaking with Clutch right now that they didn't like how Jordan Poole has been acting lately. Like, he's not a 23-year-old. Like, we literally joke all the time about him being, like, a little fuckboy on the court all the time. It makes sense that he'd be acting up a little bit. It's fine. And this is, like, really the difference between, like, prime Draymond, or this should be the difference between prime Draymond and, like, vet Draymond. Vet Draymond should not be pulling this right now. Like, he's a vet and, like, the leader on the team, like, not just, like, in the sense that he's playing the best, but now he's, like, an older player on the team, too. He has to set a better standard than this, and that's it, really.
That's a great take.
I like it, Vincent. Strong call. I guarantee you the Warriors coaching staff feels that way. I guarantee you they feel like, Draymond, you should be the one who's more mature here. But... you know,
you're 32 years old, my guy. Come on, man. I'm 31, Sam. I'm 31. You know, relax. Like, you know, I feel like I'm so much more mature now versus 23-year-old Andy. You know,
I disagree. But let's get to the next caller.
We've known each other for 10 years almost. That's crazy. All right, let's go, Ben.
Ben, what's up, my man?
Yo, how are you guys feeling about our Mets this weekend? We're gonna beat the Padres.
Bum, bum, bum. I am looking for my Mets hat right now because I own one. So
I have the Mets hat on.
I'm not gonna lie. That last weekend series kind of crushed my soul a little bit. You know, I've been a Mets fan for 4, maybe 5 months now. So it's been rough. It was rough watching them just lose to the Braves that way, but I'll try to be optimistic. Hey, you guys, anything else for us, Ben?
That's really it. The Draymond
That's so good.
I love it.
You know what's crazy? I didn't know baseball playoffs were starting. That's how out of the loop I've been because my Giants are fucking trash. But, you know, baseball playoffs, there's something about baseball playoffs. It is one of the most nerve-wracking experiences. All right, Ty, let's go. Let's roll.
Been waiting for the heavy hitters to come in. Come on, Ty.
Yo, yo.
What's up, Ty?
What's going on?
I just want to say,
I think this fight news is the best news I've heard all offseason. Draymond still gives a fuck, so, you know, that's probably a good thing. I know Jordan Poole was taught, like, said some crazy shit, like, probably a legendary bar.
What do we think he said? We, you know, this should have been what we led the show with. What did Poole say to get Draymond to swing?
Man, something probably about, you know, Grant Williams eventually taking his job. Something like that. I don't know. Something crazy. You know, Draymond's got the new and improved jump shot. Maybe something like that. You know, put the backpack back on. I don't know.
That would be good.
If you had kept the backpack on, you'd have had enough room for the bag I'm going to get. Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, that something is crazy. Actually fire. Holy shit.
I don't know. Something crazy. But I think it'll be fine. I do think you're right. It's interesting that this even came out. I don't know if you saw any of the interviews from like the post-practice. Everybody was chilling. Kerr was chilling. Moody was chilling. Wiggins was chilling. So I don't know. That plus the report that he already like calmed it down, and you know, Jordan Poole's both a better playmaker and a better, you know, adult than KD. So I think it'll be fun. Anyways, I'll let y'all go with that.
Appreciate you as always, Ty.
Oh, put the backpack back on.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Oh man. By the way, Samuel, the Lakers and Suns are in very dark places. I know we didn't talk about this, but dude, the Suns lost to that team. That's like I don't even know what they're good at.
Australian team.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think that's fun. Anyway, sorry.
It is.
Oh, McWalter.
McWalters, I think. Yo, we're going to end it here.
What's up, guys? What's up? Man, yesterday was like basketball nirvana. I'm like watching Scoot Henderson jump ahead of Wemby for the first pick in the draft and just losing my mind watching him own that guy's French ass. And he can't even do shit against G-Leaguers. He has to settle for 30-footers, even though he's like 7'9" or whatever the hell he is. And now we got to put up with this bullshit today. Fucking Draymond content grifter. Oh, hey, Wemby's in the news. Scoot's in the news. Oh, I know how I can get in the news. I'll just sock someone on my team. Now I'm in the news. Bullshit, Draymond. Come on. Grow a fucking pair, you coward. Jesus. I say that to your face, too. Draymond thinks he's a man. What the hell? Anyways. You know, it's one of those things. This is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. It's probably why no one in the Warriors said anything about it. You know, Tony Slater's thing will be the scripted prologue to the Warriors' last dance. And then Draymond slapped Poole and the championship began. You know, this is just laughs and just ridiculousness. And it's the type of bullshit that, like, you, me, or as Andy would have done in high school, just like talking shit and then went overboard and someone punched someone in the back. It's just total sophomoric high school bullshit.
McWalters, I appreciate you. I don't know how, I don't think there's anything left to be said. I think that's how we got to end this, Andy.
I'm sure we'll find some more news and we'll be back, but I appreciate everyone listening into another Warriors season of drama. It's the best.
Let's go.